Hi guys, welcome back to my podcasts. I'm Sonam108 and things are just amazing. I have recently started a new movement called topshelfpineapple.com and it is just going amazingly. We have the most amazing and supportive community that are a part of it. So if you want to find out a little bit more about what Top Shelf Pineapple is about, feel free to check out our website, topshelfpineapple.com. We also have a weekly challenge, which you will see on the website and you'll understand why it's quite funny, to be honest. So today I just wanted to have a little bit of a chat about Law of Attraction, and I've spoken about this quite a lot on my live streams, and I've spoken about it on YouTube, and you know, some of you that will listen to this podcast will be like, oh no, it was just a coincidence, but I just really want to kind of share this little story and you'll understand why I am leaning towards the Law of Attraction thing instead of 100%, 110% now. So I only found out about Gary Vee about last year, I think it was, and I was just like, who is this guy? You know, everyone seems to be buzzing around him, his name is out there, who is he? And started watching his videos and then stopped for a little while, started watching them again, and I was like, okay, I just love this man because he's so real, he connects with the audience, he manages to kind of communicate with you in a way that is not so like, oh no, don't talk to me kind of thing, but really empathetic is, you know, one of his strongest, how do I put it, like one of his strongest assets is he has a lot of empathy, which he talks about as well. And then about a month ago, I started listening to his podcasts and now I live and breathe on them. Like, I wake up in the morning and I put them on, go to bed, put them on, and just, he's just all I listen to these days. And I take his advice and it really does make a difference on social media. So I have been tweeting, you know, I've tweeted him a few times, got nothing back, and then today he tweeted out saying he's going to Hong Kong and was asking people who's there because he's headed there tonight. And I retweeted and I quoted his tweet and I said, you know, Hong Kong friends, take this opportunity while you can, and he liked the tweet. Now I know it's something kind of so small, but at the same time I just know that because I'm thinking in the right way, good things are happening for me. And some people who don't believe in the Law of Attraction will probably be like, oh yeah, it was just, you know, he just liked your tweet, or it's nothing major. But just something inside me says that the universe is listening. And as I said, I've been doing better than I was on social media. And yeah, I just feel like I'm just closer to getting to my goals, and it just makes me so happy. So I thought I'd record this bit while I'm in this moment of excitement instead of planning it out and going, oh yeah, blah blah blah, you know, this thing happened, and I wouldn't have had the same energy while I was talking about it. But I've got it recorded here right now. I'm telling you, I'm gonna meet the man. I don't know when it's gonna be, hopefully in the next few months, maybe a year. But I have this deep feeling that I am going to be meeting him, because I just honestly, like, his words have so much value. So if you don't listen to Gary Vee, go and type his name on YouTube or listen to his podcasts and you'll find out exactly what I mean. Until then, I will see you guys on my next podcast. But if you want to check out what Top Shelf Pineapple is about, then feel free to go onto the website, check it out, join in the challenge, and it gives you all the instructions on the website. So yeah, hashtag Top Shelf Pineapple challenge accepted, and I will find you and basically just see how awesome you are for completing the challenge. Have a great day, everyone. Take care. Bye bye.